News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade is advising that the government of Trinidad and Tobago has responded positively to calls made by Portfolio Minister Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith. This in light of issues related to the treatment of Jamaican nationals entering the Twin Island Republic. Senator Johnson-Smith says in a recent letter, Minister of Foreign and CARICOM Affairs of Trinidad and Tobago Senator Dennis Moses committed to implementing customer service training at Piarco International Airport next month. The training will seek to target those who interact with passengers who are denied entry. Further commitments include the retrofitting of a dedicated facility at the airport by July 2016 for the use of persons who are denied entry. Senator Johnson-Smith says Jamaica welcomes these undertakings by the government of Trinidad and Tobago, noting that discussions are ongoing in the interest of Jamaicans. The ministry is further advising that discussions will continue in earnest and further updates will be provided in due course. Jamaica's Timeshare Act is officially operational after taking effect on Monday, May 2. The act was passed in Parliament in 2014 to give legal recognition to timeshare vacation schemes in the form of contracts and deeds issued in relation to these agreements. It also regulates the marketing, promotion, and provision of timeshare accommodation and will entail the establishment of a vacations registry.
The Timeshare Vacation Registry will be open for business to bring new demographics and to drive new arrivals into destination Jamaica.
Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett. Minister Bartlett says timesharing is a unique form of tourism which has the potential to create new economic opportunities for Jamaicans while fueling investment and enhancing Jamaica's international appeal. Meanwhile, Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett says the steady growth in the tourism sector will necessitate the construction of 10,000 additional rooms to accommodate the increase in visitors to the island. The aim is to have approximately 30,000 rooms available in the sector by the end of 2020.
I think we need immediately 2,000 rooms, immediately, and then to expand at a rate of another 2 for the next 5 years.
Minister Bartlett was speaking in an interview with GIS News. Jamaica currently has approximately 20,000 hotel rooms, some 85% of which are in the all-inclusive industry. The tourism ministry is forecasting a 3% increase in arrivals for the winter season, which ran from December 15, 2015 to April 15, 2016, and is also optimistic of increased growth for the upcoming summer period. And plans are underway to deploy additional police personnel to several crime hotspots. The Police High Command has announced plans to deploy additional personnel to several areas considered crime hotspots as part of efforts by the Jamaica Constabulary Force to clamp down on serious crimes in sections of the island. Police Commissioner Dr. Carl Williams says members of the Jamaica Defense Force will be deployed to provide additional support.
We are doing everything we can to ensure that Jamaicans are safe. We are also doing everything we can to ensure that visitors to our country are safe.
The police commissioner was speaking at an emergency press briefing recently. In the meantime, several senior officers are to take up new operational duties island-wide to bolster efforts to stem the increase in serious crimes. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
JCDC and the Tourism Enhancement Fund present Jamaica Made, the main audience day's experience of the 2016 Jamaica Visual Arts Exhibition, Jamaica Conference Center, April 24, exhibition launch, April 29, schools arts day out, May 8, awards ceremony. Enjoy the exhibition free, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. daily. View and vote for the best Jamaican art pieces. Participate in the public mural and make it in shared project and much more. Visit www.jcdc.gov.jm for further details.
Children need your love and protection
so we can achieve our full potential.
Work with us and guide us.
Love us.
Don't abuse us.
Spend quality time with us.
That's a plus. We are the future.
Children need us.
our love and protection.
A message from the National Child Month Committee.